Kyrie Irving is going to get what he wanted, but he's not going to get it the way that he wanted. Kyrie Irving wanted to be the man. That's why he left Cleveland. He's going to be the man now, and you're going to see what Kyrie Irving is really made of, because this team that doesn't have Gordon Hayward either for all of the season or most of the season is squarely on Kyrie Irving's shoulders now. You're going to see two people tested more than anybody here. Brad Stevens' coaching ability and Kyrie Irving's everything ability. One, Kyrie Irving wants to be a primary scorer. He's going to get every bit of that chance. He's going to have to do a lot better than 7 for 25 like he did yesterday. He's going to have to do a lot better than 18 points like he did last night. It's two games in. It's against a good team. And there's an adjustment period. I'm not here to crush Kyrie Irving today. I'm just saying that if Kyrie Irving's going to be the guy, he needs to give an Isaiah Thomas-type effort. He doesn't need to average 29 a game, but 26 would be nice. He can't be going 7 for 25. He's got to be a little more efficient. He's got to get his teammates involved. He needs to have more than 3 assists. He needs to be a guy. He needs to be 26-6 this season. If they're going to be competitive and get to the playoffs and get a top 4 seed, Kyrie Irving needs to be 26-6. And it's going to require him to be efficient, to be willing to sacrifice some of his shots for efficient shots and getting his teammates good looks. And you're now going to have to see what Kyrie Irving really needs to prove, and that's that he can be a leader. Can the 25-year-old be the leader on this team? Because you know what? At 25, he's arguably one of the more veteran. He's outside of Horford, he's one of the most veteran players on this team. He's one of the only veterans on this team. Can he coach up Terry Rozier in playing a point guard position? Because ultimately, if he can get Rozier going and engaged, then that's going to create more shots for him. Can he get the best out of Jaylen Brown? Can he bring Jason Tatum along? Kyrie Irving wanted to be the man. I don't think he wanted it this way, but he's going to get it. Where's his leadership skills? How can he help this team overcome adversity and move forward? How can he overcome the noise on the outside? How can he get past 7 for 25 without having LeBron there to pipe in 36 to make it look okay? He can't have off games like last night. He's got to be able to rebound, and he's got to be willing to do what Isaiah Thomas did. And I know that's unfair. Think about this. We all hate. Every single person that's ever been in a relationship hates this. You hate. You had a girlfriend or a boyfriend. You break up with them. Or no, I'm sorry. Let's see. Let's put it this way. You have a girlfriend, okay? And you've been with her for a little while. And then you hate if she ever said, well, my last boyfriend didn't do that, or my last boyfriend did this. Oh, that just drives you crazy. You don't want to be, Kyrie Irving does not want to be in a position to be compared to Isaiah Thomas. That's the old girlfriend, the old boyfriend that you're comparing him to. He doesn't want that, but it's going to have to happen. Kyrie Irving is going to need to put up Isaiah Thomas heroic type efforts, because that's what this team needs. And oh, by the way, they need him to be a leader, and they need him to embrace that leadership role and be there to coach up Tatum and be there to coach up Brown, because them all playing well together on the court, you know, developing their talents helps everybody. It helps them score and take a little pressure off Kyrie. It helps create Kyrie. If they're now realistic scoring threats, then Kyrie's got a chance to score more easily as well. That's super important. Having good locker room chemistry, I think that's incredibly important also, especially in basketball, where it's a small roster, you're around each other all the time, and you need to know the ins and outs of all of your teammates' games. Kyrie Irving wanted to be the man. He's going to get that chance now. Isaiah Thomas put up 29 a game last year with not a lot of other scoring options around him. Kyrie Irving's going to need to put up 26. Is he ready to do it? Because this is what he wanted. He wanted out from LeBron's shadow. He wanted the target on his back, and he's got it now. And we're going to see what he's made of. We're going to see what he's made of. Is he Kyrie Irving without LeBron, who can excel from being out from under LeBron's shadow? Or is he Kyrie Irving, who he was at 20 years old when he didn't have LeBron when he was a rookie, and his teams were finishing in the lottery and picking number one? Which Kyrie Irving is this now at age 25?